Our President's Club feature today is Herb Pierce, President of the Melbourne Agricultural Society. Tell us a little bit about your tenure with the society leading up to your presidency.
I guess my career at Melbourne Ag started back in my 4-H years, some 50 years ago, and I've been basically involved ever since.
This is your second term as president?
This will be my second year as president.
Okay, and each term lasts 1 year, then, I would assume,
right? Each term lasts 1 year, yep.
Tell us a little bit about the roles and responsibilities of the president at the Agricultural Society.
The president's responsible for overseeing the functions and organizing meetings.
Tell us about the society. What does it do?
We try and keep community-oriented. We provide the agricultural hall that we rent out to for private functions, weddings, meetings.
Do you run any events, agricultural-based, or any events at all?
We have our annual beef show third weekend in August, which has now gone to from a one-day show to a two-day show. We have Glencoe 4-H Swine Club. They come and do a pre-show on the Sunday.
How long has the society been around, do you know?
We started back in 1910.
1910, that's awesome. How important is it to have an organization like an agricultural society within a community like Melbourne?
It keeps a community organized and involved in the history background of rural Ontario agriculture.
Representing the society as president, is that would you consider that an honor?
Yeah, it's an honor.
Tell me why.
You're a role model for future people coming up.
Okay, and do you get nominated for that position?
Yes. You have to be a director, and then our president or executive is pulled out of the directors.
With being your second year as president, and that's because of nominations, your thoughts on the fact that obviously they have confidence in you as the leader of that society, and your thoughts to that?
Our last president was in for 6 years.
This is year number two for you, so going pretty good.
Yes, I was vice president.
If anyone is thinking about being a member of a social club, let alone an agricultural society, why would Melbourne Agricultural Society be a good fit for people?
Community-oriented. We try and keep events going all the time for the young people in the town.
And don't you have an agricultural fair every year or whatnot?
We have a beef show the third
weekend.
That's
the beef show.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's in the entire agricultural area in the Melbourne fairgrounds and stuff, right?
Yep.
If I'm not mistaken, in 2024, the Agricultural Society started a partnership with a local sports organization. Is that right?
Yes, we signed an agreement to start up the Minor Ball Association.
So that's bringing in a couple of diamonds that were not being used before. So that's
good news, right? Bringing back the main diamond that wasn't being used and refurbishing it and bringing it back up to par. Plus, we're going to be doing horse shows. Acquired the old arena horse ring from down here at the fairgrounds in town. We're in the midst of installing it and putting it up to replace what ring we did have.
The Red Valley Saddle Club, equine fencing and all that from the Fairgrounds Recreation Complex in Strathroy, you're getting it in Melbourne.
Yep.
That's fantastic. That's going to be installed in 2025.
Yep.
Absolutely. Congratulations on that. Herb Pierce, President of the Melbourne Agricultural Society, our President's Club feature for today. Thanks for this. Congratulations on your second year as president. Keep up the good work over there with the society.
Thank you.